As of Wednesday, there were 218 active COVID-19 cases reported in the Kenai Peninsula Borough, not accounting for all the tests that are currently being processed. That's a third of all cases the borough has seen since the pandemic began. The case rate for the last 14 days, or the number of cases per 100,000 people, is 236 on the peninsula. In Anchorage, the 14-day case rate is about twice that, with Fairbanks close behind. The case rate in Juneau is 218, and in the Mat-Su, it's 206. Case rates are also high on the North Slope and in the YK Delta region. According to the state's COVID-19 hub, a great deal of cases on the peninsula are still being investigated by contact tracers, but nurse manager Leslie Feltz says it seems most of the cases are from community spread as opposed to travel.
Most Alaskans are getting the virus from somebody that they work with or socialize with or go to school with. And a lot of times there isn't a clear source. We're not always able to identify where they got the virus. We know that there are social gatherings, community events, and church services, other social venues that people are going to while they're contagious, but before that they knew that they had the virus.
Feltz did not say if there were any large events recently that have aided in the spread of the virus. A representative from the state's Department of Health and Social Services said that the state only shares information about location and type of outbreak if the publication of that information could mitigate health risks. It's not hard to see how community spread might occur on the peninsula. For a long time, the virus felt far away and people's guards were down. Now case counts are climbing, a virus that once felt far away is beginning to hit home, said Kenai City Councilman Henry Nackstedt at last night's meeting.
I mean, I'm in a position now where, you know, with the number of cases that we have in the state, I know people that have it, have recovered from it, are sick with it, and I didn't before.
At the meeting, City Manager Paul Ostrander said a city employee tested positive for the virus last weekend. He added that Central Peninsula Hospital currently has 3 active COVID-19 cases.
We're no longer in a bubble. We were in a bubble for a long time. We were probably one of the safest places in the nation to be. Not the case anymore.
Many events are going ahead as planned. Several local bars have Halloween parties scheduled for the end of the month, and various indoor holiday markets are on the calendar for November and December. Some indoor events are being held at reduced capacity, like the joint Kenai-Soldotna Chamber of Commerce weekly luncheons. Nackstedt suggested it might be time to request visitors to city buildings wear masks. Mask wearing is suggested, not required, in municipal buildings and in general across the borough, a suggestion the borough and cities recently reiterated through a joint resolution. Nackstedt says he does not think masks should be mandatory because the process of monitoring compliance could be costly in more ways than one.
I think it's a line that you cross. When you make something an absolute rule, then you have to enforce it. There's a cost and a responsibility involved. So who's going to be the one that insists that somebody do this? There could be an angry person, some kind of an altercation. We don't want to go there. Or are we going to call the police and then take them away from their important duties to enforce something like that?
Still, Nackstedt says he thinks the city should strongly suggest folks wear masks in its building.
I just felt that as the curve is rising, that you have to get ahead of it a little more. And I felt that the city should be a little more aggressive in a polite way, if you will, in requesting, strongly requesting people wear a mask.
Ostrander says he would be in support of more strongly suggesting mask wearing in City Hall. The potential for mask enforcement differs across governments. The borough does not have the ability to institute a mask mandate since it is a second-class borough and does not have healthcare powers. Neither do the cities of Homer or Seldovia, which are first-class cities. Ditto Ketchumak, a second-class city. Kenai, Soldotna, and Seward, as home rule cities, could. Seward instituted a mask mandate this summer, though that mandate has since ended. Soldotna City Manager Stephanie Queen says the city is leaving decisions that would broadly affect the public to the City Council. She says City Council members have expressed preference for encouraging masks rather than making them mandatory. Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney also says he does not think the council will change out the suggestion for a mandate. Alaska cities currently requiring masks include Anchorage, Juneau, Tenneke Springs, and Angoon. Masks are required by students and staff at Kenai Peninsula Borough Schools, which are currently closed to in-person learning. Just yesterday, the district extended 100% remote learning for students on the Central and Southern Peninsulas, at least through next week, due to a continuation of high community rates. Some local businesses have had to temporarily close their doors due to COVID-19. A message on the Yoga Yurt Facebook page earlier this week said they were closing temporarily due to a COVID exposure. A message on the Flats Facebook page said an employee at the restaurant tested positive for the virus Tuesday. Luke Thibodeau, the owner of the Flats, says all his employees are getting tested. He says his staff started wearing masks a few weeks ago when cases started rising again and is glad they did because it may have prevented some of the spread. A few staff had tested positive since the initial positive result, he said. He says he is not sure when the Flats will reopen. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.